Trump fired all members of the Election Assistance Commission this week. For people who don't know the EAC, it's the federal body created after the 2000 Florida recount, specifically to set voluntary standards for voting systems, administer federal election funds, and certify voting equipment. It's a small agency, roughly 65 staff, but its technical standards underpin election administration in most states. Firing the entire commission less than 4 months before midterm elections is the kind of move that generates immediate legal challenges and immediate questions about what replaces the institutional function those people were performing.
The timing is notable. 4 months before midterms, Representative Chip Roy simultaneously demanded comprehensive data on legal immigration following the Supreme Court's birthright citizenship ruling. Senator Schiff launched an inquiry into the Justice Department, dropping its probe into Abbott's baby formula practices. You have multiple institutional challenges running in parallel: election administration, immigration enforcement, food safety oversight, each individually significant, each collectively painting a picture of deliberate pressure on federal regulatory structures.
The electoral map is producing some genuinely interesting signals. Senator Ted Cruz publicly acknowledged that a Democrat has a real chance of flipping his Texas Senate seat. Cruz isn't someone who raises alarm bells unnecessarily. He's politically calculating. When he says it publicly, it's partly to motivate his donor base, but you don't make that statement unless the internal polling supports the concern. Democrats flipping Texas would represent a major reshaping of Senate arithmetic.
Georgia tells a similar story. John Ossoff is holding a consistent polling lead over Republican Representative Mike Collins, while the governor's race is essentially a statistical tie. Georgia was the state that turned the 2020 Senate runoffs and gave Democrats their first majority. It's become genuinely competitive at the statewide level in a way that would have seemed implausible a decade ago.
Victor Marks won the Colorado Republican primary for governor this week. The Marine veteran and ministry founder will face Democratic Attorney General Phil Weiser in November. Colorado has been trending Democratic at the statewide level, so this will be a test of whether a conservative outsider candidate can outperform the generic Republican baseline in a state where that baseline has been declining.
The WSJ poll released this week is the kind of data point that cuts across partisan framing in a way that should make everyone pay attention. Only 35% of Americans believe the American dream is still attainable. Only 35%. Three quarters of respondents say billionaires hold too much power in Washington, and fewer than half say capitalism as currently practiced actually works. These aren't fringe views. They're majority or near majority positions. That's the underlying economic anxiety that's shaping everything from progressive primary wins to union defections from the Democratic coalition to the broader volatility of the midterm environment.
The progressive primary wins and union defection story deserves its own treatment. We're seeing a pattern where progressive candidates are winning Democratic primaries in safe districts, while unions, particularly building trades and some manufacturing unions, are drifting toward candidates who prioritize jobs over environmental regulation. That creates real internal tension for a Democratic Party trying to hold together a coalition that includes both climate activists and industrial workers.
Rubio's Antifa Summit is also part of this picture, inviting over 60 nations to what the State Department framed as a global coalition against far-left movements. Several U.S. allies pushed back on the framing, which creates the somewhat unusual spectacle of American diplomats defending the summit, while allied foreign ministries distance themselves from it. It's a preview of the kind of values-based friction that tends to complicate transatlantic relations.